us a little bit about what's on.
Well, we've got a pretty good slate of programs out on the water this summer. Again, if it ever thaws.
But, it will.
Yeah,
it will.
And we're trying some new things this summer. We've got some family fun kayak excursions on the weekends that we're hoping to do. Maybe get people out as a family or a group, and we're gonna take them out either in kayaks or we've got stand up paddleboards and get them to explore the area while they're out on the water.
It's a good idea. I like that idea of getting the family out there, because I know we're seeing a lot of people doing kayaking in particular, and the paddle boarding. Both of those stand-up paddle boarding have really kind of caught on in the last year or two.
Yeah, absolutely. It's growing. And the nice thing is we've got boats for all sizes, from little kids 8 and under up to adults, and we have some tandem equipment, so we can really put a family together and keep it a good excursion.
Now, you mentioned also there's sort of an idea of that excursion to it, to kind of go some places to see something a little bit more and maybe learn a little bit about the area.
Well, the neat thing is you get to see a lot of wildlife on shore if you're out on the water, because you're not really making the noise tromping through the woods and everything. And so even the inland lakes that are right in around Marquette, you can see some pretty cool stuff.
What are some of the divisions, classes, and things that are available?
Well, we have what we call our paddler camps in the summer, and we have a 10 and under paddler camp for little kids, and then we have a 11 and older paddler camp, which we call an expedition. They go a little farther and a little bit more time on the water. And then we also do these family fun kayak excursions, and we call Wednesdays on the Water stand-up paddleboard.
Hmm. Matt, when you talk about the 10 and under, what's the youngest that you would like to see somebody take part in that one?
Oh, probably about 7 or 8.
About 7 or 8.
Yeah, and okay. It depends on the physical size getting in a boat, but we do have small children's boats and the safety equipment that goes with those. So
that's the other thing, too, is getting these kids, young people, acclimated to the water and trying to get past maybe some of those concerns or fears that they may have, which also ties into other programs that you do at the Y as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all about safety on the water, and we start every program with the kids with a little bit of a safety, you know, a fitting of the personal flotation devices, some safety, what happens if you fall out of the boat, those types of things.
Joining us in the studio is Matt Williams, the aquatics director at the Y, and we've been talking about some of the programs there with the kayaking programs, stand-up paddling, and that sort of thing. Also, a lot of usage of the pool, but one of the things, Matt, you wanted to mention is people need to be aware of a couple of things happening with the pool in the near future that can be some upgrades. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, June 1st through June 15th, we're actually going to close the pool for that two-week period, and we're going to replace the entire deck on that pool. Right now, we've got an epoxy that's been starting to deteriorate. You know, the pool's a little bit older. We're going to take all of that up and put down a new decking. It's going to be great when it's done. It's going to be great on people's feet. It's going to look clean. But we're going to have that 2 weeks of downtime there.
Yeah, and that pool deck is probably subject to quite a bit of use and being wet all the time and everything like that. The fact that it lasts as long as it does is good.
Yeah, it's been a great deck for us. But like you said, it's a lot of traffic. Typically on a day, we have about 300 people in that pool area,
yeah.
You know, walking in and out using the whirlpool or the sauna or the pool itself. So a lot of traffic, and I think this new deck that we're going to put down is going to be great for that.
So talk a little bit about some of the just overall, some of the swimming programs, maybe other things that folks can look into, either for kids or for seniors or whatever there may be.
Well, we got a whole slate of swim lessons coming up this summer. The new session will start right when school gets out, so June 16th, and it's swim lessons for all ages up to adults. We do have some adult swim lessons going on. We've got our competitive swim team there in the water practicing again. They'll start competition again this summer, and we have some clinics for people who maybe don't want to be competitive but want to learn how to swim butterfly or breaststroke or those things. And then we've got water aerobics for our senior group and also for, I guess, our not senior group too.
Well, you know, it's really, you know, where we live, we are blessed with having a lot of water around us. We can probably find ourselves a lot of times on it. So having good swimming skills and water skills is not a bad thing to have, especially when it comes to safety as well.
Yeah, this is an area where you really need to at least know how to get your head back above water if you fall in or fall off a boat.
So if people want to find out more about the kayaking programs, the swimming programs, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call the Y, 227-YMCA, or you can stop in. We've got brochures. You can just ask at the front desk for anybody in aquatics. We'll come out and tell you about it. And we've got a little slideshow we're going to put up on the website that'll have our kayaking program information. So any way you want to go, we can give you the information.
And your website is?
It's ymcamqt.org.